So yesterday I took part in a training course on an approach to teaching called team-based learning. And the focus of this, as the name implies, was to introduce the participants to the ideas and theory and practices of team-based learning. And the reason I decided to participate in this course is that in looking to develop a new module at the university on policy analysis for our social policy degree schemes, I was trying to find new ways in which we could actually deliver the lectures which weren't based on a traditional stand up and talk for 50 minutes, twice a week approach. And I started reading around ways in which we can actually deliver teaching at third sector higher education or institutions and stumbled across a whole range of different ideas around inquiry-based learning, problem-based learning, and team-based learning. And I'm sure the pedagogical purists would be able to tell me in very explicit detail why and how the three are different. But from my understanding, there's a considerable overlap between the three, and they provide a very interesting way in which to think about how to deliver a policy analysis course. So I attended the event in Bradford to learn something more about team-based learning. Found it to be a very interesting, stimulating day, which started me thinking of a whole series of approaches to delivering content and facilitating student learning, which I'd only vaguely started to formulate in my mind previously. So, trying to find new ways in which to not just deliver the content, but also facilitate students' ability to apply that content. So, policy analysis isn't simply a matter of understanding the theory. We also want to make sure that students are able to use this, particularly in the sort of awful phrase of transferable or employability skills, which universities are seeking to foster amongst students whilst they're studying their degrees. And for social policy, policy analysis is probably the key transferable skill, facilitating students to understand how to conduct and evaluate the policy is integral to understanding any aspect of social policy. So the aim of team-based learning then is to encourage class time to be used in application of theories and ideas, and less about the delivery of those theories and ideas in class time. So it's based around four key components which I will be looking to experiment with and bring into my teaching during the next academic year. The first is a series of pre-preparation activities and readings which students are expected to do before the lecture. The second part, and in a way motivates and encourages students to do the first part, is a short individual test on the prerequisite knowledge. So, for example, students are set a chapter and an article to read before a lecture. They're expected to read them because there'll be a multiple choice answer test at the beginning of a lecture, which they have to complete. What they then do, whilst the lecturer or his or her assistants are marking the individual test answers, is that they're discussing in their teams an answer. And then what the aim of this is to give them both an individual score and a team score at the end, and to start to encourage them to discuss the lecture content and the reasons and justifications for certain answers amongst themselves. What we also get able to do then is start to have the students peer teaching each other about their understanding, about their concepts. So already, they not only are they engaging with the lecture content and thinking about it in a critical way, they're also learning how to operate as a team. So once these initial phases are complete, the remainder of the lecture is a mixture of some lecture content and delivery, but mainly in terms of setting up the application aspect of the class. So the class is then set a particular task which allows them to apply and use the content and thinking they were discussing in their tests and in their teams and were reading about in advance of the lecture. So the aim then is not simply to deliver the content of within lecture time, because the content is delivered outside as a prerequisite. The focus is to facilitate discussion within and between groups of students, and for the lecturer to act more as a facilitator to help them understand why they've come in their teams, they've come to different conclusions and to different answers, to explore those answers in a bit more detail, and then to highlight any answers or possible considerations or key issues which the teams haven't picked up on, and to obviously then bring some sort of conclusion and some sort of summary evaluation commentary at the end of the session, which sort of brings it all to a close. So the aim for myself then is to think about and draw upon these techniques and bring them into my policy analysis course, which is something I will be doing over the next few months as I start to prepare for teaching in the new academic year.